Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Psalm 143 and verse 10, we read, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God." Now, in order for you to understand God's will, for the next few days, we're going to use the word shape, S-H-A-P-E, as an acrostic. S stands for your spirit. Your regenerated spirit is part of you that's capable of connecting with God and responding to Him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 verses 14 and 15, people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only spiritual people can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things. Now, you can know something in your spirit without understanding it in your brain. Does that sound strange? It's not. 1 John 2 verse 20 says, "But if you have an anointing from the Holy One, you can know all things." Sometimes a scripture leaps off the page you're reading in the Bible and you know it's God speaking to you and giving you direction. At the time, it might not seem to make sense to you, but it resonates in your spirit as being right. And we can use different words to describe this experience, such as leading or a prompting. Will you sometimes get it wrong and make a mistake? Well, yes, you will. The most mature Christians among us do. In his youth, God spoke to Samuel the prophet four different times before he finally recognized his voice. Just as you exercise your body to make it stronger, you must exercise your spirit to make it sharper and more sensitive to God. Hebrews 5 verse 14 says, "Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong." Shape, part one. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.